Hello everyone, the title of my talk is When to Add a New Dimension. However, this is just a subset of the implications of our work. The talk will be mainly about a general MIMO communication framework, which we call as divide and conquer. So the system model is something like this. You may all be familiar with this, but just to be sure of the assumptions, let me describe it. So we have a transmitter having T transmit antennas and a receiver having R receive antennas, and we have the channel matrix which describes the gains between these antenna pairs. The noise without loss of generality is assumed to be Gaussian in nature, and it's Gaussian, and without loss of generality it's assumed to be zero mean and unit covariance, so it's independent on all the receive antennas. And the objective is to find the optimal value of precoder P. A couple of assumptions here. One is that this is a point-to-point communication system. Second is that P is linear in nature, so we are only looking at matrix values of P. And the third is that the channel is known at both the transmitter and the receiver. Some of the real-life situations where this model comes into picture are listed here. Mathematically speaking, the problem can be written like this. The objective function we have written here by a generic objective function O, and the notation signifies that when we calculate the value of O, we know the value of H and we choose a value of P. So the optimization problem becomes to optimize over P, this objective function, subject to a Gaussian noise and a total power constraint, which we have denoted here by rho, and henceforth we'll call as SNR. And there can be other constraints on other aspects of the system model, like the channel matrix H, the precoder matrix P, and the input constellation X. So in our work, we'll basically look at how, if we take three simple assumptions on H, P, and X, we can get pretty good performance. In that respect, we'll first describe the input, then the strategy behind our solution, and some results and discussion. First, the input, lattices. So a lattice is basically a regular arrangement of points such that the points form an additive group among themselves. By definition, an m-dimensional lattice is the additive group of all integer linear combinations of m linearly independent row vectors. There are two important parameters for any given lattice. One is the minimum distance mu. For this example, this is an example of a two-dimensional lattice. It's an integer lattice, and the minimum distance is 1. And the number of points which are at minimum distance from any given point are is known as the kissing number of the lattice, which here is 4. These two parameters are very important for decoding of lattices because, for example, at low SNR, we want to have a low kissing number so that we do not confuse a transmitted point with many received points. And at high SNR, we would want to have a high kissing number because a high kissing number implies that you have a tightly packed lattice, which means you are preserving the power. For example, in two dimensions, this would be the best lattice to be used, which is called the hexagonal lattice, which has a kissing number of 6. So why do we use lattices? One is that it has been traditionally used so far, which means that it is easy to implement. It is easy to address, and it's easy to decode. By easy, I mean it's easier to decode and address rather than taking points which optimize the power input to a system. And recently, in the past decade, it has also been proved that lattice codes are actually capacity achieving. So let's take an example. If this is our system model, and suppose we transmit a Z4 lattice with 256 points, which we can consider as a Cartesian product of 4 independent PAM constellations, we have taken care of the X aspect of the model. What is the P and H? And what do we do with them? So the strategy we use is the divide and conquer strategy. Let's look at the divide part. It's basically we are trying to convert the given problem into a problem of parallel subchannels. So we use the singular value decomposition on the channel matrix H, and which is given by UH, lambda H, VH transpose, where UH and VH are orthonormal matrices and lambda H is a diagonal matrix. So this diagonalization and we also impose a diagonalization on the precoder as well. So here, lambda HT is the effective precoder in the reduced parallel channel model. So why do we use this part of the strategy? First of all, in the sense of capacity, this won't lead to any loss, as was shown by Teletar and even by Shannon. There are other hints in the literature. For example, Palomar et al. Have shown that for sure concave objective functions, the channel diagonalization structure is always optimal. And for sure convex functions, it is almost optimal in that the left eigenvectors of the precoder are obtained by this diagonalization. Pajaro and Palomar have also shown recently similar results, and actually in their work they have shown that for Gaussian signaling and low SNR, the right singular vectors of the precoder don't really play a big role, in which case complete diagonalization is optimal. And other reason is it's intuitive from a design point of view. So our problem now is converted into this problem. Now, what do we do about the objective function? In our work, we are assuming that the objective function, actually we are starting with the probability of error using a maximum likelihood decoder, but we go a few steps further and try to find a good approximation to that objective function. We also optimize, we normalize the inputs to have unit power in each dimension. So let me describe the conquer part of the strategy. Suppose we choose a lattice. So whenever I say lattice, I mean a lattice constellation, that is the points chosen from the lattice. So in this picture, you see that if A is transmitted and is received as A hat, then the probability that this happens is the probability that the noise takes A to the right side of the bisecting line. So if we treat this upper bound to the probability of error, we would have to consider all the inter-point distances, which becomes complex computationally. So luckily for a major class of the lattices, which are called root lattices, the integer lattice being a part of them, the upper bound can be tightened by just considering the pairs of points which are at minimum distance from each other. So when we do that, we obtain this upper bound. Here, kn is not exactly the Kissing number, but it's kind of like an average Kissing number of the constellation. So it is the number of pairs of points which are at minimum distance from each other times 2. We take one more step and approximate the Q function by another upper bound, and this actually leads to a much better mathematical solution. So the justification for using the conquer part is the bound, all these bounds become tight towards high SNR, and the problem is converted into a nice convex optimization problem. There are some relationships with the bounds on mutual information which I'll skip for now. This is the reformulated problem statement using the objective function. And this is one of the implications. So when we use KKT conditions to solve the optimization problem, we get something like this. We can actually reorder the subscript N everywhere means the nth subchannel, and capital N is the number of subchannels. So in our example, it's 4. We can always rearrange these subchannels according to a channel strength metric, which is dependent on these parameters kn and mu n. And slowly, as SNR is increased, the first strongest and the second, they turn on, turn by, one after another at these SNRs. So it is a simple expression. So let's look at the performance results. Actually, I'm not comparing with any work right now because we are here only trying to prove that this method achieves optimum, is close to the performance results when we try to optimize the actual error probability. So here we can see for our example that the results for actual error rate and the upper bound become close from medium to high SNR. This is a plot for an average of 1,000 channel realizations. We can extend, so one of the advantages of our work is that we can extend it easily to higher dimensions. Instead of sending a lattice over one time slot, we can send a 2L dimensional lattice, for example, over L time slots independently over all the N subchannels. So typically we choose L cross N space-time slots here, which means we choose N lattice points in the higher dimensional lattice as one symbol. The problem statement effectively remains the same. The only change is that the total power constraint changes. There are some nice results when we look at the high SNR regime, because in that regime, the power allocation actually tends to pre-equalization, and then we can take advantage of the vast literature in the past on the single input, single output systems, and just we can extend the work to other aspects of minimizing power and error rate. At high SNR, the power allocation takes the form like this, and the objective function becomes something like this. So we can see that the harmonic mean of the channels starts to play a role here. And this is actually the crux involved in the optimization when we do bit loading. Other things where it can be extended is non-equiprobable signaling, constellation shaping. All of these use an approximation called continuous approximation. Just to give a flavor of the results, so the blue line is the integer lattice when we bit load. As you can see, there's a significant coding gain from the integer lattice used, which is the red line, which was seen in the previous plot. And we can also compare it by choosing another lattice in the eight dimensions, which is E8 here, which is the lattice which has the highest packing gain. So in our work, as in many approaches, the idea is that if we are trying to obtain the optimal precoder for any objective function, it's like owning a white elephant, in that the gains that are achieved in trying to obtain an optimal precoder is very negligible compared to the assumptions that we take. So, for example, in this work, the divide and conquer technique is a simple yet effective way of transmitting information. And because of the scalarization of the problem, we can include all the other aspects. There are some issues still which remaining to be dealt with, like what if the coherence time is short, in which case we cannot use the L-dimensional lattices. And to be fair, across space transmission does give more optimal performance. So how to relate the across space and over time performance. And there are issues in lattice decoding and addressing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, we actually have quite a long time for questions now. So I'll be seeing as this is the last talk. Do we have any questions? None at all. Okay, well, let's take this opportunity to thank all of the speakers, and I would like to thank you, as the audience for being here too. And I guess I get the opportunity to say that I hope you have had a great time here at ICAST, and I wish you a safe journey home. Thanks very much.